Yes, it is. A very good afternoon to you. And with me, my special guests this afternoon are Indie Dog. It is, of course, Seb and Dylan and Steve, of course. Welcome to you guys. And...
Hello.
And?
And yeah. Steve. That's actually Steve. That's Dylan. We've got two Dylans in the band. But luckily,
okay.
This one's called Yak.
Yak.
Yeah.
Yakety-yak. Yakety-yak.
Yak.
Okay. Yak the
well,
snack.
Listen, guys, doesn't matter who's who, but welcome to you. Now, Indie Dog, got to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking earlier, just off mic. You know, you look at a band's name and you go, how the hell did they come up with that? Where did that come from? So... where did Indie Dog come from? It's truth a, now, no lies.
Okay, no lies. It's a pretty simple story. The South African music scene is pretty independent. Most bands are independent. There's not a lot of, you know, signed bands around in terms of the local scene. So in the spirit of that, I adopted a dog and named her Indie. And then I started a band and called it Indie Dog.
The dog must be really chuffed, man.
It is. It is chuffed. She has no idea that she's famous.
But does she come to the gigs? Yeah.
She doesn't like the loud noise.
It's like your guest of honor.
Yeah.
You know. Here we are. Indie Dog.
We'll have her on a festival stage one day, yeah.
Now, you guys have been around for a long, long time, you know, and well done to you for surviving, because it's not easy to survive. 7 years, you say? Eight years?
Yeah, 7 or 8 years.
How did it all start?
I used to play solo shows, and I played a show at Hard Rock Cafe in Sandton and met someone who knew Yak, and we got introduced, we got jamming, and kind of just built it through mutual connections, you know, and yeah, now we're on the lineup that we're on.
Okay. Now, as I say, it's not easy to... I mean, have you got real jobs, or is this...
This is a real job. How dare you?
Oh, come on. Mine's not a real job. It isn't. But, I mean, it's hard to pay the rent, isn't it, as a band? Be honest. You've got a gig, right? Or
yeah.
You've got to be touring, and preferably overseas.
Yeah, for
how
sure.
How difficult is it? How hard is it?
You know, unless you're huge... you know, like the Prime Circles and the Springbok Nude Girls, you know, you're not going to pay your bond off with a rock band in this country.
You're not
sure
going to eat.
Yeah, you're not going to eat. Yeah.
And you've got to put food on the table.
Yeah.
So what makes you want to keep doing it? Just the love of music, maybe?
Yeah, the passion and just creating and like sharing our music with the world, because we pour everything into what we make. And ultimately, we're not in it for the money, because we would have given up within the first, month, if that. Yeah.
So on that basis, how do you survive? I mean, are you guys, your fingers in pies elsewhere?
Yeah. Lots of fingers and lots of pies.
Yes.
So we've run out of fingers, but there's still lots of pies around.
It's always a good thing. Now, you've also released music as well. We're going to play one of your songs. I had a listen to it, in fact, this morning when I got to the radio station, called Road Trip Season.
Mm.
Really nice song.
Thank you.
No, it really is. Where does that come from?
That was a song I mostly wrote the lyrics for like 3 years ago, and I brought it to the band, and we kind of had it in the background for a while, and
we rejected it a few times, and then eventually we were like, okay,
yeah,
we can do it, and it turned out like that.
So we went into the studio, we recorded it, and afterwards the boys were all happy with it, and it's become one of our favorites. Yeah.
And again, there's a lot of cost involved, you know, going to a studio.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have sponsors involved with
the
band?
We do. We have an agreement with KVD Studios, which are good friends of ours. We recorded a bunch of music with them when we were first starting out, and we worked really well with them and became friends with them on that weekend. And they were kind enough to offer us a deal with them where we can basically record with them for free as much as we like.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Lovely. Now, where else can it be heard? I mean, we're going to play it on 88FM. Where can you find the song? And the video, of course, because apparently there's a cracking cinematic music video as well.
YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. You can find us, Indie Dog Band, on social media.
Just
as
all
well.
Over the place.
Yeah, just anywhere you look, you'll see us.
How things have changed. I mean, you're kind of, I suppose, old enough to remember the old days when there was no Spotify, and there was no this, and there was no YouTube, and there was no nothing.
You had to tape the radio like a like a real person.
Yes. Yeah. Do you remember cassette tapes?
Yeah, yeah. I used to do that.
Oh, no. How old are you?
I'm How old do I look?
You look so young.
I am so young. I'm 21, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, right. You know he's telling lies when his lips move. You know what I'm saying?
And his eyebrow raises on the one side.
Exactly.
You know me too well. Yeah.
But you know the cassette tape thing? You know when it broke, you stuck a pencil in. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And turned it.
The thing
doesn't have a clue.
Yeah, I don't.
No clue. But anyway, there's a lot of places where you can go and listen to the music of Indie Dog. Now then, you've got a couple of shows coming up. One is at a place called Loop Evolution in Ballito. Now, I'm a Westfall boy, so I don't know the name too well.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's
what
at
is
the
it?
La Montagne Resort here,
okay,
by Compensation Beach. So, yeah, it's a great place. The people there have been fantastic to work with. And we're playing with a couple local bands. One is Wawa Baby, and the other one is Blackburn. Great guys. Wawa Baby have been promoting really hard, and yeah, we're really looking forward to tonight.
I've worked with Wawa Baby, I have, and they're very, very good. Now, how does it work there? Do you have a door deal, or do you get paid a set rate to be there for the night?
There are tickets you can buy online up until tonight, and then if you just pitch up without having an online ticket, you have to pay a whole 20 rand more. You know, so it's 80 rand online or 100 bucks if you pay at the door. There's going to be merch. There's limited edition merch that we've brought down for this tour.
Cool.
And if you're at the front of the crowd, you might catch a shirt or two.
You say you're down for this tour. Where do you guys live? You're not locals here?
No, we're from Joburg.
Oh, from Joburg. Yeah. Okay, so you took a drive. I presume you took a drive here.
We literally just arrived from Joburg. We pulled up in the parking lot from a...
Shame. Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. How long did it take you? What's the drive these days? I've not driven for years and
years. It wasn't bad, but Peter Maritzburg, that construction that's been there for 10 years is still there, unsurprisingly. So.
I'll be a dead person before that's ever completed. And also the roadworks near the end too, near Gateway. I'll be long gone by the time it's finished. But anyway, so the gig is tonight.
So we've got that gig tonight at Loop Evolution, and then we're playing again tomorrow at Westfall Warehouse. And that's with Anti-Trauma and You First.
I was going to ask you about the Westfall Warehouse. Now, it's been there for a long, long time. Mm. I've never been there. I've driven past, but I've never been in there. What kind of vibe can you expect there?
It's a cool vibe. It's a kind of pool bar type of vibe. They do hold a lot of like band nights, and but it's got a decent nightlife. They often have DJs there as well. So we're really looking forward to it. There seems to be a fair amount of hype around the two shows, which is really, really flattering. It's very nice to know that people are excited that we're here.
Sure, 100%.
You know, so yeah, we're looking forward to playing to everybody, and I think it's going to be a good time.
Covers, all original, a mixture of both.
We throw in one or two covers just to keep the peace.
Yeah, sure.
No, but it's mostly originals. We're an original band. Yeah. You know, our aim is to make it as big as we can and get our music out there. And we've largely succeeded with that. We've had radio play in like 27 countries so far. And,
oh, wow.
You know, so we're pushing hard. And yeah, so we tend to play our own music.
All right. Yeah. Just finally, how do you see your future? I mean, for Indie Dog, they're nudging each other. Nobody wants to commit to this.
Our future, we always, every day, working towards it. I mean, if we had to look back from when we started and where we are now, like whenever we have a setback, we always feel down about it, but we always look back and say, okay, we've achieved so much. So our future is just constantly working and hopefully one day playing stadiums and touring the world. That's the dream, and hopefully becoming a household name around the
world. What's it going to take for Indie Dog to crack a single and crack it overseas?
It's going to take the listeners sharing those songs, man. That's, you know.
Is that all it takes these days?
If you like a song, share it with your friends. You know, I have friends that share music with me, and those people are important because I find out about new bands that way, and, you know, try and cultivate that kind of culture. And if you like a song, you like a music video, share it with your friends, man. That's how it spreads.
Good luck, man. You know, you're very well-behaved musicians, let me tell you. In my radio career, I've had a few guys who I wanted to throw out the door. I remember UB40 coming in, and in those days, it's like a million years ago, we started talking, and they were spaced, eh? And then two of them pulled out a joint, and they lit it, and they smacked. And I just, well, whatever. Because actually, in those days, believe it or not, that smoking in a studio was just not a big thing. You were allowed to do it.
Yeah. We try very hard. I've sworn a couple times on live radio, and I've got admonished for it. But that's about as bad as we get on live radio. At shows, on the other hand,
different story.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are great, man, and you seem like you have a very close knit friendship between all of you, which is good.
Yes.
A couple of fights here and there,
makes
I'm sure.
Makes tour easy if you like the people you're in a car for 10 hours.
Exactly. I was going to say that when you're driving back to Joburg, you know, and you've had a few fights, not good.
No.
All right, gents, we really wish you well. Thank you for joining us here on 88 FM in Ballito. And we'll see you at the gig tonight.
Yeah.
And would one of you like to introduce your song for us?
Sure, yeah. This is Indie Dog, and you're about to hear Road Trip Season.